Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today, we're diving into a truly unique topic that's sure to pique your curiosity. Yes, we're talking about the International Space Station, but more specifically, a quirky macOS app called PSStream. That's right, it's not just any app. This one tracks the real-time status of the ISS's urine tank. I know what you're thinking, a urine tank? Really? Well, let's break this down. Imagine being able to see just how full the toilet is for astronauts floating miles above the Earth. It's a fascinating little window into life in space, isn't it? And while you might wonder why this data is essential, it actually sheds light on the logistics of living in space, something that's intensely detailed and meticulously managed. So, how does an app like PSStream even come into existence? It turns out this was created by a developer trying their hand at Swift and macOS for the first time, which, let me tell you, is an impressive yet daunting task. You know, when you think about software development, it's often treated as this pristine, flawless art form. But the truth is, many projects start with a bit of chaos, and PSStream is a perfect example of that. The app isn't the champion of coding best practices. It's a bit quirky in its execution. Imagine this, it doesn't handle errors particularly well and may break in surprising ways. This brings up an interesting point about experimental apps and software development. Sometimes the quirks and imperfections can lead to creativity and innovation. And if you're really into space data, the background source for this app, well, it's a gold mine. You can check out the ISS data stream from a site called Mimic. They offer a wealth of fascinating stats beyond just the status of a urine tank. However, our developer here has decided to keep it simple, opting not to complicate the app with any extra features. It's almost as if the charm lies in its singular focus. So what's the takeaway here? The uniqueness of PSStream isn't just about monitoring a urine tank. It's about creativity, experimentation, and the sheer human desire to bring a piece of space life down to Earth. It's a reminder that innovation sometimes thrives in unexpected places. As we wrap up our discussion today, I want to leave you with a thought. What unusual or surprising aspects of daily life do you think we could learn from space exploration? Whether it's waste management or something else entirely, there's bound to be a reminder of our own lives in the most unexpected areas. Thanks for tuning in today. Keep looking up and stay curious.